Pippo and Clara by Diana Rossi. Read by Bert Seymour and Emily Bruni.
Prologue. A furious roar stopped the man in his tracks. Taking hold of his daughter's hand, he turned and looked along the dusty road. Three men scowled and swaggered towards them. "Hey, you," shouted one, pointing a hefty finger. "We don't want your kind round here." The others sneered in agreement. The man stood still as the three walked slowly closer. "You lot, you're all mosquitoes," said their leader. "Good for—" He swatted the back of his hand with his palm, squashing an imaginary bug. "Nothing." One of the men guffawed and repeated the action. The sound of the slap ringing out over the cicada's raucous evening song. As he calmly watched, the man saw one of the group, the smallest, hold back for a moment so the others didn't see him. He reached up and pulled the skin beneath his right eye. The man knew the message he was being given. "Watch out." He bent down towards the little girl and spoke quickly. Her dark hair shone as she leaned her head towards him and listened, her amber eyes flitting between her father and the three men. His daughter was only four, but his tone made her listen closely, a solemn look on her face. When he finished speaking, the child hesitated, looking up at her papa nervously. "Now, Clara," her father said urgently. That was enough. She snapped her head up and began running. Away from papa and the men, her bare feet kicking up tiny puffs of dust. Clara ran as fast as she could. She did not turn her head when she heard gruff voices shouting. She did not blink at the unkind words spat at her father. She did not even slow as the sounds of a scuffling fight began. She did as she had been told. Turning off the lane, she raced down a path through the downy oaks and pine trees. As her legs began to slow a little, a break in the woodland up ahead appeared, giving her the push she needed to speed up again. She was nearly home. The door was open, so she ran up the steps and inside to where her mother stood attentive, almost as if she had been waiting for her. Listening as her daughter spoke quickly, the woman grabbed her shawl and instructed the girl to take care of the baby. Clara saw her mamma run down the steps, calling to family, neighbours and friends. She heard her mother say her husband was in trouble. She didn't mention the bad men that Clara had just told her had followed them, or that they used nasty words. Mamma just said Papa needed help. But that was enough. Men quickly gathered around, asking where he was. Her mother pointed to the path that led to the road. With shouts to others, they headed into the wood at a dash, a few women, including Clara's mother, following behind. As the excitement died down, the girl turned and crossed to where her brother lay sleeping, gurgling noisily, unaware of the danger his father was in. The boy was still asleep when they returned. They walked so slowly and silently that if Clara hadn't been sitting on the steps waiting, she might not have known they were back. Twilight had settled over the sky, and the child had to squint to see the men's faces. Then her eyes rested on an outline. A large, long, heavy load the group carried between them, then gently lowered to the ground. A whimper made her pull her gaze towards her mother, who, while Clara watched, sank to her knees, dropping her face to the dark shape. Clara noticed then that part of the form had been covered by a shawl, which her mother began to unwrap. As her papa's face was exposed, Clara's breath caught. Blood lay black on his swollen skin and soaked his white collar. The men stood as watchmen while her mother leaned over her husband, gripping his shoulder and resting her nose in his neck, as the girl had seen her do so many times, her sobs lost in the woolen shawl. Clara waited for what seemed like forever before her mamma, wiping her face with the heel of her hand, sat back on her heels. Then slowly and carefully, as if to avoid hurting him further,